Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back it is. Marks and Reese in the envelope coming up at 5:30. And here's what we're putting in the envelope today. And this is for a $25 Dunkin' e-card. Jack corrected that. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, it's not an e-card.
Not an e-card. It's an e-card.
Never 25
bucks. In the envelope, we put a WIP host. It's Angelo's 32nd anniversary coming up this week.
So Angelo Castaldi.
Right. So we'll just say the WIP host has worked here in at least the last 32 years. So there you go.
Pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, it is pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know who else would be other than Howard that would be outside the 32-year scope. Anyway, so that's coming up at 5:30. We'll get back to your phone calls as well. Kevin Franzen, congratulations to the trader. Who will be leaving the Philadelphia Phillies radio broadcast for the TV job in Washington, Jack Fritz.
Yes, he will be. Very disappointing. Well, I'm happy for him. I think it's a loss for us, though.
Yeah, I'm not happy for him. He pretended to be a Philly when he was here for a couple years.
Yeah. I groomed him, tried to turn him into a Philly guy.
Couldn't do it.
Up and left at the first opportunity he could.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
Good job.
It's like George Jefferson moving on up.
Yeah, so congrats to Kev in all seriousness. What Ike we will always have when he jumped in the back of the trunk in spring training,
right
at the beginning of the pandemic, and we drove him back to his apartment.
How about that?
For his condo.
Now you're right about that. That's right. We will always have that.
And I was like, no, we can make room. He's like, no, just put me in the trunk. We're fine.
Yeah. We will have that. And I saw there was Philly's fantasy camp going on right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, you're an alum.
The camera's not down there?
Yeah, whatever. I thought he was going. Is he still claiming that he's injured? Is growing?
Yeah.
Oh, he bailed out because of an injury.
Wow. He wasn't injured enough to beat Jack at whatever thing they did.
Yeah, that was so insane. So he dominated me that day.
No, I think I saw something with Charlie Manuel down there instructing or something.
Is it going down there right now?
I was like, wow, fantasy camp. I forgot about fantasy camp. So I guess you can still have fantasy camp, even though there's a lockout.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. This is a lockout or a strike. Which one?
Lockout.
It's a lockout.
They lock the players out.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for the riveting conversation bitching about baseball labor strife.
Labor talks.
Yeah, it's fun. All right, let's get to the top five of five, Jack. What do you have?
So ever since I moved back to Westchester, I've had to drive in more, and now with the snow that's been going on out there, there's currently five things that are driving me the most crazy. While driving. Now, I put currently because I feel like this could be the top 40, but I try to narrow it down to the five current things that are driving me the most crazy while driving.
Okay.
Number five is Jersey drivers. Again, the worst in all of the country. You can spot one coming from a mile away where you're just driving normally along, like you're still going over the speed limit, and then you get the Autobahn that is Jersey drivers, and they're right up on you. They're always angry.
Always.
They're never like, oh, just can you please move over. It's an aggressive driver, the worst drivers, and frankly, could have been number one.
I don't know if they're the worst drivers or we're the worst drivers. Certainly are aggressive, and I had to adjust. You're right.
You're coming from the Midwest. Where
man.
Slower.
It's a lot. Slow down in there, buddy.
No, I mean, like, the slower pace.
Yes,
not slower. Yeah, slower paced life. Yeah, I
not like Lower Delaware,
Jack. I don't like. I guess I'm because I'm in the Poconos almost. So I don't get a lot of Jersey drivers. And I will say this, that you were in shock and you were scared when you drove with me one time.
Yes,
and I was just driving normally.
Well, yeah. Not to me, pal.
I mean, what is he like driving Miss Daisy? Like,
I'm at least 15 to 20 over. these people are flying. Like, I'm just trying to, you know, they don't even give you time to cross over into the other lane.
They're already weaving in. Yeah.
Oh, and they're always angry.
Yeah, like you got to give the car in the left lane an honest opportunity to get over. You don't have to start swerving all over the place to try to avoid them.
And they're trying to make a point by doing that too.
Yes.
Like, I could tip my car just to make a point that I'm going to try to get around you as fast as possible.
Oh, man, I deal with it every day, bro.
Well, I followed Ike home one time, and I was like, yep, there's one. There's a Jersey driver.
So he's a Jersey driver? He's
oh,
even
he's reckless. That's why he has to get a new car every year. Number four, one's gotten personal because I lived in the city for a little bit, then moved back out to Westchester where we're still in town. But the impatient person behind the parallel parker, like I have to parallel park every single night. And there's no more pressure pack scenario than when you are preparing for the back end and they're right on your ass.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it sucks.
And it's just like, back up. I'll get in there. I'm not bad at this.
No, we don't have time for that. And that is a sort of in-town sort of city thing where, you know, you're trying to squeeze into a place to park and the traffic behind you is like, dude. No.
It is unfair to the traffic behind.
It is, man.
I have to wait for you.
It is.
Because here's the thing. The person always chokes.
Of course.
And then they try to get in twice, and then they take off because they're like, oh, whatever, I can't get in there.
And think about that person, how bad they feel
day. Jack, listen, you get two chances to get in the spot. And they're always so, like, they're not even close to doing it. You're like, you're watching them do it, being like, you got to cut the wheel earlier. What are you doing? There's a backup camera in almost every car that's out there right now.
I don't know how you parallel park before backup cams.
I can show you.
Jack, it's actually easier without the backup camera.
You put that arm over that right side. Yep. You got to look back there yourself. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You kidding me? You got to see Cedric the Entertainer do his comedy sketch.
Is that right? It's funny.
One of the big seven dudes. He's trying to, hold on, let me rear view this thing. Yeah. It's a great visual. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good one, Jack.
Number three things that are currently driving me crazy while driving is I drive on 95 or 76 almost every night or every day. And if you're going like maybe 10 miles over the speed limit, the real ramp down to 10 miles under the speed limit the second you see a cop. Like, you're not going to get pulled over for going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. Like, those guys are, I don't think so. Like, the slow down that slows all the traffic up, you're not getting pulled over unless you're speeding. They're not pulling 15 miles an hour over or 10 miles an hour over.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong, Jack.
I'm not wrong.
You get 5 miles.
No, you don't. Since when? This is in the 1990s.
I believe that you. I believe with you that you get 10.
This man said 15 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Well, I
don't you do that in Jersey?
I'm not
needed in Jersey.
I'm not telling you that I don't. I normally
tell on yourself now.
Yeah, I like 10 miles an hour over the speed. But when you see the cop. Like, you definitely slip, but you don't go 40 miles an hour. But I'm also not going 70 or 75 if I say it. If it's a 65, there's no way in hell I'm driving 75 past the cop.
No, there's no way.
Because you will get, if they're looking to pull somebody over, they'll get
you. They got
you. Yep, they will. They will. I'll do like 7 or 8. I will not do a full 10.
That's my
max. Yeah. Yeah, love it.
Jack's talking about 15 miles an hour.
15 down to 5.
No way.
Too much. Too much.
If it's 65, there's no way you're driving 80 past the cop and not risking being pulled over.
Oh, I would drive. Well, 75. 75 is my push on that.
Right.
All right.
Right.
This too much.
No, that's too much.
80 going
if there's
past
any
a cop.
If there's any cops out here listening on 95 on the way home, just disregard this last.
Just look for the Volkswagen driving past.
Jetta.
The second thing that is driving me the most crazy while driving, and this happened to me while Sunday. Driving home from here was I am driving a little Jetta, and I have to go obviously up hills to get home. And
obviously,
well,
everyone drives on hills at some point. I mean, drive home.
I don't drive up
hills,
any hills,
where
man.
The hills that in this area?
There's dips and valley. We're in the Piedmont region.
What?
I don't drive up any hills to get home, Mike.
Really?
Live in
no, there's no incline.
Cincinnati is very similar to what you'd see in San Francisco. So we have the hills in some areas. That's what I call hills. I don't see any of those.
Some areas they do, but
here?
Like Manayunk and Northwest
Manayunk's
Philly.
Like it's hiking Mount Everest around there.
It's bad. It's bad. But
I'm never in Manayunk,
Exactly. Oh, you're not?
No.
Yeah, Ike's driving 295 or wherever. He's going over the bridge.
I don't
it's flat
see many
as hell.
Hills, yeah.
Jersey's all flat.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even see any hills.
But anyway, there are hills on my drive home, and I had to get off because there was an accident, so I had to go all back roads. There's highly likelihood of hills. And these inconsiderate SUVs that don't see my little Jetta behind me and are stopping on the hill or slowing up the hill when you're trying to go up it.
Oh, wow.
And, like, the only way I'm making it up that hill is if I got a head of steam heading into it. And these SUVs with four-wheel drive are, like, slowing down on the hill. You got four-wheel drive.
You're kind of stuck in
then
that
I
position.
Get screwed.
Yeah.
Now, luckily, I was able to make it home because I'm an experienced driver with the Jetta.
Lucky it's not a stick shift.
Right.
Yeah, but hold on. You have front-wheel drive, right?
Yeah, but still.
Oh, all right.
It's a Jetta.
Yeah, I know.
It did very well.
I felt like when I had my 2012 Camry, they say that people like resemble their dogs, right? So it's like I had Jack Russell a little, wanted to fight everybody, and that was my dog, and it made sense.
Yeah.
Jack having a Jetta makes a lot of sense. It really is his type of car.
Yeah.
I love it. Although I might be a truck guy.
You love it.
Yeah, I love my Jetta.
Why?
Yeah, it moves well. Got a good pick me up.
Just complaining you can't even stop on a hill.
because of snow, not because of anything else. Like I wouldn't expect it to have like four wheel drive and be whipping around the snow.
All
right. Four wheel drive?
No. Little cars don't have that.
Listen, man, you're married. You're gonna have a family probably soon at some point.
Make sure you get four wheel.
Yeah,
drive.
Get a. Come on, you're not in college anymore.
Next
you're
time.
Not shotgun Milwaukee's best at Bloomsburg. go get a new car. You and Elliot.
First off,
acting
it was,
like children.
It was Jenny Cream Ale. Everyone knows.
Oh.
And the number one thing that is driving me the most crazy right now, I'm not advocating for this at an intersection, but if you're on the back roads and you're doing the full stop at stop signs, I mean, can we roll those things and get this thing moving? I don't need the full stop if we're on the back roads.
What the hell are you talking about right now?
Like, this is irresponsible.
Yes, what the hell are you talking about? Run through the stop signs.
No, a little slow down. Give me a roll.
No, see.
Full stops at stop signs, Jack.
Now, out where I live at, there are stop signs. And that will get you a finger flipped at you just rolling through the stop sign. Because that causes...
Oh, if you're behind someone.
That causes accidents. I expect you to make a full stop at the stop sign.
Yes.
Look both ways. And then, look both ways and then go through traffic. You and your slow rolling trying to get through... It's usually in a residential area. You know that's why they have stop signs there, don't you?
I think that's why I said it's okay, right? Because it's in a residential neighborhood with children. And
that's why it's not okay.
Crossing the street.
I said no intersections.
No intersections. All right, there he is.
Intersections you can stop.
Advocating for breaking the law.
Oh, my goodness. He said slow road. You want us to do 15 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Yeah, on the highway.
Yeah, the highway.
And roll through stop signs.
And roll through stop signs.
Totally irresponsible. Top 5 at 5.
Oh, youngins.
Don't do any of that.
Youngins, yeah.
Right, see, here's the other thing, Ike. You have two children of driving, mm-hmm. both are of driving age or
Lord,
soon.
Lord, please, I hope they ain't listening.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yes. I have children the one day are going to be driving, and I do not believe that they should ever be rolling through stop signs or going 50 miles an hour over the speed limit. Thanks, Jack. You're probably
one,
a terrible
one.
Well,
one thing
bugger.
I know I'm safe of. My son ain't listening to the show, so I don't have to worry about that.
Etiquette.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that.
There you go.
He's not listening to the show.
Guided Door and Window. Their big winter sale continues to the end of the month. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
So I hit him Sunday with the game. I'm like, I see the score and I see the where it's going for us. You know, and I'm like, dude, you know how you give. I'm really just looking for somebody to commiserate with, to conversate with about the game, whatever. He's in his room watching it alone. Obviously, we tough news the day before, sure. So it's a little quiet or what have you. I stick my head in there. I'm like, dude, what's going on? He hits me with the one word, trash.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, kids, they call your team trash and all of that.
It really hurts, right?
Yeah, it hurts, man. Hits you in the core.
And he's talking, his dad's an Eagle.
Eagle
for life.
Trash.
Whatever happened, like, Reese.
Yeah. Trash is
which
what he said.
Which hurts more, trash or washed?
Trash.
Trash seems to hurt more.
Trash.
Yeah. I can accept being washed. I think I am washed.
Washed is your over the hill. Yes. Trash is your garbage.
Yes. But I'm asking him about the squad. He wasn't happy they made the playoffs, and he's still holding Wentz resentment. Like, I mean, I admire him, but come on, bro. We're in the playoffs.
He still has Wentz resentment?
Yeah.
Wow.
He thinks I don't know it either. It's like, dude, all year, I haven't heard you say one. Like, about the squad, he hasn't been excited about the team at once one time this year.
Hmm. Man.
Trash is what I got.
So he's already expecting almost hoping for a bad performance from Hurts. So see?
He's such a hater.
Yeah.
Love it.
I wasn't even.
What's his plan for quarterback next year? Is he
has none.
Billing through the draft or
anybody but him?
He doesn't have any plans, man.
Ken in Jersey has something on the driving stuff. Ken, what do you got, brother? How are you?
Hey, I agree with you 100% about the driving. Number one. I drive every day. I leave my house at about 5:15. Mm-hmm. I come from a rural area. It takes me an hour to get to work. Four-way stop sign, as I come up, it's all open on all sides, sports field. Nobody around. I go through 15 miles an hour.
Oh, God.
Jack, you see what you've done here? That is, dude, that is not okay. That is not okay. You need to move closer to your job or get a new job.
Now, I'm driving up the turnpike the other day. I'm doing 75. 78 in the middle lane. Trooper comes right by me, blows right by me in the right lane, and I'm in the middle lane of the New Jersey Turnpike.
Well, a lot of times, yeah. I mean, I've seen plenty of troopers that have went by me at 100 miles an hour, but sometimes they're going to a traffic stop.
Yes.
No. I mean, I was the only one over here. He just came up, just went right by, didn't even blink an eye at me.
I'm more disturbed with you rolling through that stop sign at 15 miles per hour.
Nah, and then I know the other one where he says, you know, when you're driving, and the worst thing is when you've got a slight incline. So you're on a turnpike, you know, anything that has a slight incline, people always let up. Like if it's speed limit 65, next thing you know, they're down to 50 because they can't keep a steady foot on the gas pedal.
Yo, dude,
how about they're driving safely?
Yeah. Are you going to calm down, Ken?
I drive very safely.
Through the stop sign. You go through stop signs at 15 miles an hour. That's not safe.
There's nobody around at 5 o'clock in the morning where I live. So,
somebody's jogging.
Nobody's jogging out there.
Oh. All right.
I'm out in the woods. All right.
Well, they should make them optional. Yes, they should make them optional at 5 o'clock in the woods. See what you've done, Jack. You see what you've done?
Somebody was out there listening like, I knew I wasn't the only one.
I agree with Jack.
Yes.
15 miles an hour. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I just go right through them. No, but like, you don't think, like for the most, like, when troopers or whoever, when they're looking to give people tickets, that's when you get tickets. If you're out there just driving regular, you know, if it's a 70 mile an hour, you're on the turnpike. And, like, the troopers normally aren't worried about what you're doing, but if they're hiding to try to catch people to give you a ticket, that's where you're going to get nailed. Unless you're driving 100 and they're out there driving around, they see you, then they'll go after you.
Well, just know I usually slow down whenever I see the police.
So Jack wouldn't like that. Jack wants you to just keep blazing right through it.
Yeah. Slight slowdown, but the hardcore braking out.
Now, Jack, do you use cruise control?
Nah, I couldn't figure it out.
So the cruise control in my car isn't like the cruise control in the Camry, the 2012 Camry, because it automatically slows. It senses traffic and it automatically slows down. So if you set the cruise control to a certain, you're never going that unless there's nobody on the road, which is really annoying. So I don't use it as much anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of safety features on the cars,
which are a good thing.
So yeah, Yeah.
Yeah, I know the Elite Acuras make sure they're very safe cars.
A lot of safety features.
A lot of Jack doesn't have
the first time I tried the one, you know, when you like you pull up like Wawa, right? You pull up the Wawa in the front and it has like the poles out there in the front so you don't roll up on the curve or what have you. Well, I didn't realize that I was close enough that the sensor stopped.
So you have that alarm.
The sensor stopped the car.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but it felt like I hit something.
Sure, it's abrupt.
Yeah, that's how abrupt the stop was.
And my car will pull me from one, like, if I don't use my turn signal to go over, it'll just yank you right back over.
It's, yeah, it keeps you. Well, you know, they're getting to the point where they drive you and you don't have to drive the cars. I don't know if I'm.
I do not like that at all.
I don't think I'll be trusting that anytime soon.
The driverless Ubers, yes, that'll be out in a few years. And then what happens with Herb when you don't need a driver? Then Herb doesn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Mike and Manny, Mike.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Mike?
Ike, sending my thoughts and prayers and sympathies to your family, okay?
Thank you, brother.
And one last thing. You mentioned this yesterday. I wanted to say this. If Joe Burrow doesn't get comeback player of the year, I think it's rigged.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. He got injured.
Yeah. You'd never know.
Well, it's going to be either him or Dak, right? They would have. Yeah. Yeah. It probably will be Joe Burrow then. Yeah.
And just to add to Jack's top 5 and 5, living in the hills of Manayunk, it's definitely very stressful, especially when you're living on one of the only two-way streets in an entire neighborhood. You try to parallel park on an incline with people honking at you, screaming, like people walking down the street pointing, like there's somebody behind you. It's like, yeah, we know that. Like, just let me park really quick.
I guess Jack is a man of the people. Because
I told you it's relatable.
Yeah, this is all like, yeah, I just think you're crazy as hell, but there are people out here who actually agree with you most of
the time. Which is probably a problem. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to give Jack 2 compliments today. That and then the voice of reason today with the Twitter question. I feel like basically from what he's saying and combining what everyone else is saying and what Ike said and what I think you're starting to lean toward a little bit, John, is that, yes, we need a quarterback. Yes, Jalen is the temporary solution, but not the long-term solution in the sense that there's third-round quarterbacks going in the first round this year. I feel like if you took these top guys and put them in any other draft, they would not even sniff the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, so let's settle for 1 year with Jalen. Let's use the money / some draft picks to get a veteran. I don't think we'll get a guy like Davante Adams. I'm thinking, like you guys said yesterday, I'm thinking like a Godwin. I'm thinking maybe a Mike Williams if he stays a little bit healthier. A name that I haven't heard, but like there was a report out there, Calvin Ridley. If he's mentally back to normal, I think that would be a great pickup as well.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, and that's probably going to cost you a 2 or something like that. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's quite clear that people don't believe Jalen Hurts is really the guy, but they'd rather use these draft picks to build the team up around, mm-hmm, and then try to get a quarterback later.
Yeah.
And then when you can't find the quarterback later and you don't have all these draft assets, you're going to be saying, damn, I wish I would have gotten the quarterback before. That's my worry. Clear the board, Jack.
Uh-oh.
We're playing In the Envelope next. Today we're putting a WIP personality in the envelope for a chance to win a $25 Dunkin' E gift card. Get in now. 215-592-9494. You ask a yes or no question, we give you an answer. You guess at who the personality is. The first person on the air that gets it correct wins the $25.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Marks and Reese. After In the Envelope, a TV reporter got hit today by a car, and she's actually a local girl, and she's fine, but we'll talk about it and play the audio after this. All right, In the Envelope, we put a WIP personality in the envelope. Okay. You're going to ask a yes or no question at 215-592-9494. We answer. You get a guess. First person on the air that gets it correct wins the $25 Duncan e-card. Got it? Let's do it. Lee in Drexel Hill. Lee, what is your question?
Are they on the morning show?
Not on the morning show.
John Ritchie.
Is it John Ritchie? Herb in Northeast Philly. Herb.
Yeah, what's up there?
What's up, Herb?
I just got back from Florida, bro. I was.
Herb, a yes or no question. I'll put you on hold. Maybe we can talk after this.
I got it. All right.
You got to ask a question, Herb. Beat it. 215-592-9494. Ask a yes or no question to narrow it down. Okay? And then give an answer.
Did you expect that to go any other way?
But I thought, this isn't the first time he played. Hasn't he done
it? No, he's been played the last three times.
Yeah.
Still doesn't know the rules.
Kevin in Landenburg. Kevin, what's your question?
Is it on the afternoon show?
It's not on the afternoon show.
Joe DiCamera.
Is it Joe DiCamera? It is not. I never said this was a current WIP host, by the way. 215-592-9494. John at Chalfont. John.
Hey, how about, is this personality known to have a bilingual broadcast?
He
speaks a different language.
He is not a bilingual broadcaster.
Okay, that's him. I'll just say... who's the producer on the air?
One second. No, you're out. Chuck in Mount Airy's playing in the envelope. Chuck!
How about Chuck? Hey,
are they black or white?
Are you asked to say, is he black? No, he's not black.
Is he black?
No, he's not black.
Well, Glenn Macnow.
Is it our pal Glenn Macnow? No! Earl in Northeast Philly. Earl, what's your question?
Does this take me out of the running?
Yes, it does. You're out. Go
I just rolled through a stop sign in either a jack. Tremendous stop sign.
Don't say that. What's your question, Earl?
Does it rhyme with Gron Gronson?
It does not rhyme with Gron Gronson.
Earl, what? Why the hell not?
3 seconds.
Howard Eskin.
Is it the King Howard Eskin? No.
Dope.
May take a while, Jack.
This may take a while.
215-592-9494. Grant in Paradise. Grant, go ahead. What's your question?
Is it a current host?
It is not a current host. Excellent question.
Big Daddy Graham?
Is it Big Daddy Graham? It is not.
Oh, man.
Scott in Middleton. Scott, what's your question? Scott bailed. Dominic in Cherry Hill. Dominator, what's your question?
Has he worked at the station for over 10 years?
When he did work at the station for over at WIP for over 10 years, yes.
Is it Rob Cherry?
No! Rob is a current employee!
Oh, that's right.
215-592-9494. And WIP could also be back on the AM days. 610.
Okay.
215-592-9494. You're playing for a $25 Duncan E card, a WIP personality, or host is in the envelope. Mike in Glassboro. Mike, what's your question?
Is he still alive?
He, I believe, is he is still alive from what I understand. Yes.
I don't know. Mike Missinelli.
Is it Mike Missinelli? It is not. We would not do that
to
ourselves.
I would imagine, that wasn't going. But I'm glad he got it out of the way.
Yes. Ike actually said, do you think they say this? Like, probably.
Yes.
Jeff in Springfield. Jeff, what's your question?
I don't have a question, but I'll just take a guess. Is it Steve Fredericks?
Steve Fredericks, who is not alive anymore, but it's a good answer. Oh, okay. And I love – that was my favorite WIP show with Steve and Mike.
By the way, I have no idea who it is either.
No, no one else does either. That's pretty clear. I don't think I do either. Let's go to Ryan in Norristown. Yeah, Julio, we might be a little late getting to you today. Ryan in Norristown. Ryan, what's your question?
Is his last name a first name?
Is his last name a first name? It is not.
What the hell type of question?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to go with Julio.
Is it Joe Julio?
No.
It is not. Man, everybody,
still works here. Come
listen,
up with six.
You got to listen to, I mean, we're trying to narrow it down for you here. All right? Let's go to Joshua Bally. Joshua, what's your question?
Hey, is he well-known for his nickname?
Is he well-known for his nickname? He is not.
Oh, I'm going to go, I was going to say Sludge. Brian had it.
Well, it's incorrect. It's a good guess. 215. See, I'm beginning to think maybe we need to narrow down the time period here, people. 215-592.
How about we get a time frame in here?
94-94 to narrow it down a little bit, because there's been a lot of hosts over the years.
Yes.
Greg and Bala. Greg.
Did he work weekends?
He did work weekends. Excellent question.
Is it Paul Jolovitz?
Is it Jolly?
I thought that was it.
Jolly still work here? Bobby. What's your question, Bobby?
Did he work middays?
I don't know. He may have on the weekends worked a midday shift or something, but it wasn't like a weekday midday shift.
All right, I'll go with my boy, Rob Motti.
Rob Motti? Did he work here? Kevin in Northeast Maryland. Kevin.
Does he work in New York City right now?
He does not work in New York City right now.
Oh, my Lord.
That was good.
I'm throwing
good
Craig
question,
Carton
though.
In there.
Craig Carton is a good guess. Incorrect.
The Spike guess can deliver.
Let's go to Tony. Tony in New Jersey. Tony, what's your question?
Hey, is his favorite tagline, do me a favor?
Uh-uh. No, it's not.
No. How about the illustrious Rob Cherry?
Is it Rob Cherry who's already been guessed
Let
and still
the
works here?
Bust.
No.
What's going on?
All right. I'm going to give the time period. I have to. Jack Wright, I should get involved in this. Otherwise, we're going to be here all day. Because this is not an easy one. All right.
Thanks, Jack.
Not an easy one. This was actually me because Jack doesn't even know who he is.
Oh, wow.
According to his LinkedIn, he was here from 1992 to 2007.
Oh, wow. So he left right when I came.
Right. Rich in Danielsville. Rich, what's your question?
Was his dad a general manager of a major football team?
No.
Okay, I was going to say Jody Mack. Sorry.
Well, that was a baseball team, and someone just kind of answered that question. All right, Ike, 215-592-9494. Brandon on the cell. Brandon, what's your question?
Does he have orange hair?
I do not believe his hair was ever orange.
I was going to go with Danny Bonaducci.
He wasn't at WIP. He was at WYSP. 215-592-9494. Mike Northeast. Mike, what's your question?
Does he work for another Philly sports talk radio station?
He does not.
Oh, man. I don't know. I was going to say Gargano. Forget it.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
You're expecting that one, too. Yeah. Jack and Jim Thorpe. Jack.
Was he bald?
Oh.
Was he bald? Let me see.
Well, it's not
no.
Obvious. Yeah.
No, he's not bald.
How about Don McKee?
Is it Don McKee, Jack Fritz?
Oh!
It was Don McKee! Donuts with Don!
Right
wow.
On.
You're awesome, dude.
I never heard Don McKee, I don't think. Oh, yeah, I did. On the weekends, did I?
It was Ray Dittinger's original partner. Was Don McKee.
Okay.
And he would work, I don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday mornings or both.
Okay.
He worked in the newspaper industry for a long time. He was like an editor. I think he worked for the Inquirer. And he was, like we said, he was a He was Ray Dittinger's original partner, I believe.
And that would have been during my playing days.
1993 through 2007.
Wow.
And he still comes on when Steve Trevalese hosts on the weekend.
Yeah.
Trevalese does an interview with him during the weekend. He brings on Don McKee. Donuts with Don.
Don't mess with Don. Was he a, was that his slogan? No?
What, don't mess with Don? No, yeah. Donuts with Don.
Oh, donuts with Don. I thought you said don't mess
no,
with Don.
No, he said no. Donuts with Don. Oh, Don McKee.
Donuts with Don.
Yeah.
Like the breakfast thing?
He would bring in donuts and he would eat donuts while having great sports conversation with you. Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
Love, who doesn't love donuts? Be nice if we got a refill of donuts out there. I'm my kids are jonesing for the tasty cakes. Be nice. All right. So Ike, we know that during storms and things like that, sometimes unfortunate things happen with TV reporters that are out there in the field doing their job and working hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like who's the Steve Keeley from Fox 29? He took the
Oh, man.
He took
that snow blast.
The snow blast.
I was watching that live. I remember that.
Were you really?
Yeah.
He took a full snow plow and that's knocked him over. But so unfortunately, so her name is Tori Yorgi. Mm-hmm. And I watched the video. It went viral. It took me about 3 seconds to hear the Philadelphia area accent.
Ah.
She, unfortunately, so this is in West Virginia. And in smaller markets, Ike, depending on the station, even in a little, you know, even mid-sized markets, you don't have a cameraman that goes out with you. You have to set up your own shot. Mm-hmm. So you go out, you're doing a news report. In this particular case, she was doing a news report on like a water main break or something. She's in West Virginia, somewhere in West Virginia, small market. So she's doing a live shot and she gets hit by a car during the shot. Like literally when she's about to open up her mouth to talk, she gets thrown to her by the anchor and she gets hit by the car. Now, as you'll hear, she's fine. Like she's okay. But here's how it sounded.
And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on
okay.
TV, Tori.
We're all
right,
like,
stop it for a second.
I'm okay. Yeah, you know.
That's the first on TV? She's screaming she's hit by a car, and his response is, oh, that's the first on TV, Tori.
Well, I think because she was saying she was okay.
I mean, that was an odd reaction.
I mean, I know,
it.
But I'm saying she was immediately saying she was okay.
Yeah, you knew it wasn't a... I mean, I guess you knew right away. I mean, because I'm also assuming he's not seeing this, that this is just like he's got his teleprompter in front of him, so he's not watching a live camera feed of it.
So you don't know how bad she got hit or whatever, right?
No, he shouldn't know that. All right, it was just an eye, because my reaction is, and I'm watching the video, is like, oh my God, is she okay?
Yeah.
Right, he's like, well, that's a first on TV, Tori. All right, Jack, go ahead and play. Jack from
that's
Jim Thorpe can hang
you.
On
it's
to get
good.
The information.
I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Wow.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is a... You know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you're sure you're
you
okay?
are so sweet and you are okay.
I am so sorry.
It is all good.
That's the driver
you know,
that hit her.
Oh, Lord.
So you.
You know, it's my last week on the job and I think this would happen.
There you go. And he proceeds to then try to get her to get back into the water main break story after she got hit by a car at low speed. So there you go. That's Tori Yorgi. She went to Plymouth White Marsh High School. And she's starting a new job in Pittsburgh. So that was literally like her last
second time she got hit.
She got hit at Penn State.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that?
Well, I mean, I saw that video and she was setting up a shot. And I guess wherever she set the shot up wasn't in an area where it was free of traffic.
Apparently.
Coming through. I mean, so we see that stuff like Steve Keeley. I mean, he set that shot up right there and he was right there in the line of fire.
Snowplow.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, she's okay, though,
yeah,
which is
I
the
mean,
main thing.
Listen, we wouldn't be playing a video if it was anything.
Right.
Yeah, we wouldn't have played it.
But, yeah, I mean, she definitely, the video is, she goes flying down. But,
yeah.
But she's good. So, that's Tori Yorgi as she moves up to Pittsburgh with, I just, the reaction of the guy was, it's like, well, that's the first on TV. Probably not the first on TV that someone got hit by a car, but anyway. Angry Al checking in. Angry Al, actually, hang on a second. We're going to go to the text line. We'll finish up with Al and Herb. What's up? Go ahead, Jack.
Text line.
Hey, John, you keep going on and on about Hertz's arm strength. Look, he can squat 650 pounds. In the offseason, maybe he can learn to throw with his feet. Leo in Northeast Philly.
That Leo.
That's an awesome one.
Can you think that the arm strength can be improved, or it is what
it
is?
I think it can be improved a little bit, but not much.
Right.
I mean, he is what he is. I mean, if that were the case, everybody would improve their arm strength to where everybody has a rocket for an arm.
Right. It's either you do or you get down. All right, what's next?
Need an official comment from you two on DeCamera admitting today that he hadn't bought or eaten a banana in more than 10 years. Kyle in Marlton.
Ike?
No potassium in him, I guess.
And that's why he's always sick and he has all these other issues. That's why he looks generally unhealthy.
Right.
I'm not a big banana fan, I'll be honest.
Well, neither am I.
But I've eaten it.
I was trying to think. 10 years.
A long time between bananas.
Yeah, I gotta imagine I've had a banana in the last 10 years. I certainly know there are bananas been in my house.
He made a big deal about having to go buy bananas. He was asking Seltzer, like, do I buy a mushy one? Like, what is he looking for?
He's so incapable of taking care of himself.
What is he looking for in a nana?
Well, here's my thing in a nana. Here's my thing with Joe DeCamera. I mean, why don't you just get married? I mean, let's face it. Amy, great girl. Dude, I don't know what you're waiting for, but you certainly aren't. I mean, I don't know what you're waiting for. Like, you need somebody to take care of you.
He should be begging her.
Exactly.
To marry him.
Like, I don't know what you're waiting for. Maybe it's her that's waiting. I don't know, but you need help.
So do you
A lot of things you can't do on your own.
Does he rely on Seltzer to almost be like,
yes,
like
his woman, like, yes, that, like that's his wife.
Right. Yeah, without Seltzer holds his hands on so many different things. He is just so clueless. So like about a banana. Like he needs instructions on what kind of a banana to buy. Right? Like seriously? You need instructions?
It's like asking, you know, when you're boiling hot dogs. Do I let the water get hot first, or do I just put the hot
dogs
in?
Right, and he would ask that.
Yeah,
he'd be like,
would ask that.
About how long do I need to cook it? Man, boil the damn hot dog. I mean, you would have had to, like, by accident, eat a banana, at least with cereal or something, right? Banana split? Jack, you a banana fan?
Yeah, back when I was, like, playing, but, I still don't know what to do with the banana. I know, like, well, I would know what to buy, what to look for. Would know not to have a bruised one.
Yeah, you're not going to buy one that's brown, and you shouldn't eat it until it's not green anymore.
Right.
Oh, Joe DeCamera. What's next?
Don't compare me to that scrub again. Tim Tebow in Gainesville.
He's calling Jalen a scrub?
Man, don't
Come
call
on, Tim.
Yeah,
come,
I was going to say Tim. No,
don't call Jalen Hurts is not Tim Tebow.
No.
Stop.
Not any stretch of the
net. No. He's a bona fide NFL quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tim Tebow's undefeated in the playoffs.
Tim Tebow is not a professional football player.
Right.
He barely was, and he couldn't stay in the league, and even his buddy couldn't get him back.
Tim Tebow's a good college player.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of those.
Yep.
There's been plenty of great college players that didn't cut it in the NFL.
Exactly right.
Plenty of them.
Yep. Yeah, but I mean, the USFL, you know, maybe he wants to come back to Philly with the Stars.
Who, Tim Tebow?
I'm just kidding. He would never do that.
I would imagine Tim Tebow thinks his athletic career is over with.
I'd hope so.
I mean, I would have, after this baseball thing.
And then the Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot
the tight
about
end,
that.
Yeah, I forgot about that. 10 years too late, but yeah.
Yeah, the tight end thing, yeah.
Man, I forgot about it. Urban Meyer did a lot this year.
Man.
Man.
Yeah, impressive season by Urban. All right, Jack, anymore?
Love the show, guys. Listen every day and love the top 5 at 5. Obviously, Ike, loved watching you play. Listening to Mel made me die a little inside. Kenny, putting his gloves on in Central Jersey.
Need those gloves on, too, right now. It's cold, man. Yeah, Mel didn't do you any favors. Kenny, 2 gloves.
Nope.
Doesn't seem like a cold weather quarterback.
No.
Oh, man.
No. I mean, he went through Derek Carr, Andy Dalton, and then finished up with Teddy Bridgewater.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not going to inspire anyone that's looking for their next quarterback.
That's my guy.
He could have at least lied and gave us other names.
Yeah, he was at least like Kirk Cousins.
He could have went Cousins. Yep. That's a good one, Jack. Yeah, because Kirk Cousins, you're like, listen, he's played a lot of seasons, stay healthy.
Professional star.
Yeah, but
nobody believes in Kirk Cousins. So you don't want to draft Kirk Cousins.
No.
You get stuck with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't draft Kirk Cousins.
You get stuck with him.
Especially not in the top 20. I mean, yeah. Kirk was a fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but same year as RG3.
Think about it. The Shanahans knew immediately.
Yeah. By the way, that picture circulating Twitter the last couple days.
Yeah.
The 2013 Washington football team coaching staff. LaFleur, McVay, and Kyle Shanahan.
Man.
Imagine what those meetings were like late at night. Those three youngins staying around. Yeah.
Well, Gruden's rules interviewing him for the OC job in Carolina.
Ah. Jay Gruden, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Any more, Jack?
Hearing some eye test takes on Hurts not being the guy makes me think of when people told me the eye test said the last QB here was the guy. This city needs its eyesight checked. Joe and New Hope. Joe Gilio.
But
I should have known that was him.
But yeah, the eye test tells you that he has the skill to be the guy.
Right.
That's what the eye test is really about.
That's what the eye test is about.
And that's where Jalen Hurts fails, in my opinion, is that I watch him throw the ball and I'm like, yeah, that's not it.
Yes.
That's not it. All right, Jack.
Weapon X, the Minister of Defense. Shady, all elite nicknames, but not nearly as elite as the Enforcer, baby. Jay Jaw from the Orthopedics Office.
Jay Jaw, he catches it bad around here, man.
Yeah.
Listen, he had a whole season off with Rager, though. And Dillard, no one even remembers, he's a bust, too.
That is true.
Yeah.
He's the one who's gotten off scot-free.
Yeah, you're right. We don't even talk about him anymore.
We don't even know he's on the team.
It's a good point.
Neither does Howie.
It's good Angry Al. Angry Al checking in after his Cowboys blew it and the Eagles got smoked. You were so off on your prediction, Al. Uh-oh. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, Johnny Mark.
Hey, Al.
Man, Ike, for my family to you guys, I hope everything's cool.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you, Al.
Yeah, been there. So now you feel. Mm-hmm. Billy, stop running stop sign.
Seriously, Jack.
No. That's crazy, man. I'm looking at a sign right out my window. It says, welcome to West Norton. Complete stops are free. Rolling stops are $109.50.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Hey, to
they
have
put
out
50
there,
cents
guys.
On the end of that.
Guess so.
But I don't get the whole thing with Jalen Hurts. I mean, you watch all these guys. What Farr sat for 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Young. All of a sudden, this guy got to be perfect year one. His first full year, he got to take you to the Super Bowl. I don't get it.
Nope.
And then you watch.
Nope. That's not it. That's not it, Al. You're projecting what he is, right? Like, it's not about you don't expect him to win the Super Bowl in his second year. You're looking at him and you're saying, can this be the guy? Like, is he getting a new contract? Is this guy reason enough not to go after a Russell Wilson or to draft a quarterback or something like that? That's what it's about.
No, but you're talking about a team that just wasted the number two overall pick on a Division II quarterback. And now you're going to sit here and try to this is the guy's first full year, and you're going to talk all us. You know what he's going to be forever.
You're projecting.
And after I just watched a coach just let some idiot – I can't believe I even said I thought Dak had any kind of – I'm so screwed up by that game. And then listening to you guys – talk about a kid who's definitely got potential. Hey, you know what? I hope y'all run him out of town. Go ahead. It's the only shot Dallas got because of the coaches and the idiots.
Jalen Hurts should pray that he turns into as good a quarterback as Dak Prescott. How about that?
That might be true, but bottom line is you still got to get
Al. You're
he's played 1 year.
Okay, I know, but your phone sucks. I can't let you continue. But, like, some quarterbacks play a year or two in college where they're starters, and then they're drafted. And you're asking teams, where are you going to draft this guy? Is he a first-round pick? Is he a second-round pick? You're constantly projecting. until they make it into the NFL, and then you see what it is.
Yes.
Like, are you projecting them into getting their next contract? Are you projecting them to be a $35 million quarterback? That's all. That's the league.
Like, yeah, when you I bring up Baker Mayfield because do you think the Browns are saying – I know he's played longer than Jalen, but I'm just saying, do you think the Browns – but Baker's still young. You think the Browns are saying he's still developing?
No, the Browns are saying, who the hell can we get that's better than this guy because he's not good enough? That's what the Browns are saying. They're saying, like, yeah, we can bring him back and we can maybe win 9 or 10 games, but we know when the games matter and we're playing the better teams that he's not good enough.
And this is a guy who actually won a playoff game.
Yeah.
And won 11 games last year.
And they're not fooled, and they're not re-signing him, and they're making this guy play his fifth-year option and all this other crap.
He's also another guy that's perceived as a winner. Like, I think he was drafted more because he's a winner, and intangibles and leader and over arm strength, which was Josh Allen.
Winner, legs, heart, pedigree.
Those are the traits you heard.
They're my favorite four.
Are you going to start your own Hurts bingo board?
I think we're going to have to, Jack.
Yeah, the Brady bingo card went over very well.
There you go. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. We're back tomorrow. Is it a football Friday? I mean, it's a playoff Friday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not involved, but yeah, it's still a football Friday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Until
we don't have football anymore, which will be a sad day.
But we'll have baseball Fridays.
No, we have USFL Fridays. So football Fridays.
Ah, that's right.
I forgot about that. Yeah. All right, Julio's riding with the king tonight?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's on the access. Okay. I see him talking.
All right, Julio and Howard coming up next. Joe takes you through the rest of the evening. Talk to you tomorrow. See you. Hey, listen, we're just talking about Mark's Jewelers for a second. Yep. Whether you're looking to get engaged, whether it's an anniversary present, if you got engaged, looking for wedding bands, whatever the occasion is, birthdays, anniversaries, etc., there's only one place to go. It's Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville because they have the best selection of everything that you're looking for. Diamond engagement rings, you know, your wedding bands. They have experts, right? So they have a diamond consultant that if you're getting engaged, they can tell you more about the ring than anybody you've ever met, right? Full selection of everything, diamond engagement rings. Don't battle city traffic. Don't worry about the parking and the Philly sales tax. Go to Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. It's just off the Pennsylvania Turnpike, minutes from everywhere. You can also shop online. Check out their selection, marks-jewelers.com. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Tell them. John Mark sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.